Before blogs, before TikTok, what did a viral recipe look like? Consider the Chinese chicken salad, an improvisational dish conceived for a celebrity guest in an LA restaurant 5 decades ago. It is now a staple on fast casual menus across America. The salad's creator, Sylvia Wu, was a larger-than-life personality in the LA food scene. She died last October at the age of 106, and Tejal Rao, critic at large at the New York Times, joins us to talk about her legacy. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Evan.
Hi. So who was Sylvia Wu?
Sylvia Wu was an immigrant from China who ended up opening a restaurant in Santa Monica in 1959, in part because she just wasn't really thrilled with the food at American Chinese restaurants at the time. And she had this idea, and even though, you know, her husband thought it was a terrible idea, he did lend her $10,000 to start the business. She had this idea to open a Chinese restaurant that was a little bit more like the restaurants she had loved going to in Hong Kong with her mother-in-law and with her mother-in-law's friends, a little bit more extravagant and fun and flashy, not quite like the chop suey houses that were all around LA at the time.
And she ended up creating a room, the design of a room that later became duplicated by many non-Chinese restaurateurs. What was the sort of essential look that she created?
I mean, it might feel very familiar now, but, you know, at the time, most Chinese restaurants were a little bit more simple and basic, and she had this idea to make it appear very kind of palatial, luxurious, to have lots of Chinese art and architectural flourishes, waterfalls, just as extravagant as possible. And so when she first opened her restaurant, it was just a little tiny space with a few tables and chairs and no decor. But after a few years, when business picked up, she invested in a 11,000 square foot space that was just soaring.
Really, really extravagant lighting fixtures.
Yes, I read about the piece, like an architectural piece that was hanging on the ceiling and would kind of flutter and make it look like there was gold moving along the ceiling. I haven't seen it. I've only read about it, but I can imagine it was very beautiful.
And she herself had impeccable style. Paint a picture of this marvelous woman.
You know, I never got to meet her myself, but I've watched some interviews and seen photos, and she used to wear impeccably tailored clothing, and she would wear these really fun, oversized, tinted glasses, lots of sparkling cocktail rings. For a while, she drove a Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud with a vanity plate that read Madame Wu on the plate, so she did embrace that nickname.
You gotta love it. You describe her career as a restaurateur as kinetic, profound, and always strategic. Give us some examples about that.
Yeah, you know, Sylvia Wu, I think some people thought of her as bringing authentic Chinese food to Los Angeles. And in a sense, she did do that. But she also had these kind of genius ideas that were kind of built more on adapting or interpreting or adjusting traditional dishes for Los Angeles. One of them was her Peking duck, you know, a really good Peking duck. You make it by air drying the skin so that when you do cook it, it gets very, very crisp. But ducks have a lot of fat on their bodies. So under that crisp layer of skin, there's usually a cushion of softer, more gelatinous fat, which is very delicious. There's nothing wrong with that. But in an effort to sort of appeal to people who might be on diets or worried about consuming more fat, she came up with what she called her lower fat Peking duck. And to make that, she just rendered the fat for much longer than you would usually do and let a lot of the excess fat kind of melt away. So there was still some fatty skin on her Peking duck. It was just a little bit thinner than usual. And I just think that was such a smart way to appeal to, you know, the era, her diners, and entice them to come in and try other dishes. You know, she also had winter melon soup and abalone soup. mapo tofu, sweet and sour whole fish. So she kind of used the Peking duck as a way of introducing people to so many other dishes as well.
Tell us the story of her Chinese chicken salad. It is such an LA story.
Yeah, it's, and I have to say, there's, I'm sure there's a little bit of restaurant mythology involved. But, you know, the way that the story goes is that her regulars included Elizabeth Taylor, Robert Redford, Frank Sinatra, and Cary Grant. And one evening, Cary Grant apparently asked her for a Chinese-style chicken salad, and she wasn't entirely sure what he meant by that. So she made up a dish on the fly that was sort of loosely based on a banquet dish that she had as a child. She sliced up wonton skins and fried them until they were crispy. She fried rice noodles, shredded and poached some chicken, shredded lettuce, and then made a dressing that is very familiar to us now of scallions, mustard, soy sauce, some toasted almonds, some sesame oil, and kind of tossed it all together for Cary Grant. And he thought it was great.
I love it. I love that the chicken salad that we're eating today came about because of Cary Grant and Madame Wu.
And she knew, you know, she knew she had a hit on her hands. She did. She put it on the menu right away. She published the recipe in some local newspapers. She published the recipe in her first cookbook. She knew she had a hit.
Hers is such an LA story. She came here, she reinvented herself and her food. She mingled with celebrities, and then she became a star. And yet in the food world, I don't think she's a household name, for example, like Cecilia Chang is. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure what the answer is, but that's a really interesting question. You know, she wasn't the only person doing this work, you know, in the 1950s and 60s. There was Cecilia Chang in San Francisco, and then there was also, around the same time, Joyce Chen in Boston opened her restaurant in 1958. So she was part of this wave of people who were really doing a lot of work to expand Americans' ideas around Chinese cuisine. I'm not sure why there haven't been as many stories written about her. There hasn't been as much press around her, but she certainly made an impact.
Yeah, it's amazing, these women who had such confidence and such a sense of vision of what they were doing. So impressive. Thank you so much, Tejal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Evan.
That was Tejal Rao. She's a critic at large at the New York Times. We've been talking about the life and legacy of restaurateur, author, cooking instructor, and innovator Sylvia Wu. She died last year at the age of 106. In a minute, what does it mean to otolengify a dish? Find out when Good Food continues.